This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
So I've recently been on a bloodbath of streaming services.
Oh yeah,
I wiped them all out. Oh last wow, week.
We yeah. were just talk. Wow, we were just me and Paul were talking about that. Yeah, okay. So you wiped them all. What did you have? What did you have?
I had everything. I had Paramount Plus, Apple what? Plus, Disney, Netflix, the whole shooting match. And
you've got rid of them all?
I got rid of them all, apart from Amazon, because that comes free with like the stuff being delivered quickly, and I wasn't willing to give that up.
Yes, understood.
But yeah, I realized, and I had Now as well, so it had...
Amazon feels like it sort of bridges the gap between YouTube and actual streaming services, doesn't it? It feels like it's easier to get something on Amazon than it is. Do you know what I mean? It's like, here is the Godfather trilogy and a film made by a bloke called Mike.
Yeah, yeah, but you've got to have Paramount Plus extension to get the Godfather trilogy. It's an item.
Oh, I see.
So, like, yes. Everything you want to watch. So I wanted to watch The New Curb, that's on Now, and I've just given up on all of it because I realized most of my life is spent watching Menus.
Yes.
I was on Netflix for like 6 hours the other day, and I realized probably about four of that was just looking at Menus going, I don't want to watch that. And then I put something on, I got an hour and a half into it and realized I'd seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a conversation somewhere, people saying that there's only actually like 80 films on Netflix. I was like, oh, I don't think that's actually true, but I don't think there's as much stuff on there as they kind of like. There's a few films that you will see pop up in about five different categories.
Yeah, there's one good thing on every single one of them.
And what do you know what they do? That's the reason that they constantly change the cover.
Yes.
So that you don't feel like it's just the same films. They change the cover of the film.
What, use a scene from the film and kind of like...
Yeah. And it used to be...
Or someone who's not the lead actor, weirdly. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, advertising
the
subplot.
It'll be like Notting Hill, but it's like the bloke that takes the tickets at the airport. So you're like, fucking hang on a minute.
Yeah. It's too much. I found it a very liberating experience.
Yeah, I bet.
But it was immediately...
It's like chucking your phone in the sea. You've done the kind of streaming equivalent. Wow.
Yeah. And actually, I don't want to get like shill here for the BBC, but iPlayer is quite good. There's like last night, all of The Thick of It's on iPlayer. That'll do
all
me
of
for
it?
A couple.
Yeah,
all of it. It's
wow.
all on there.
That is impressive.
They've got quite good films on there, but the iPlayer is more like when you get on a plane and there's 20 films.
Yes.
And it's just one thing, and you're like, okay, it's like that. And then I watched
Do you know what they specialize in? Films that you go, I could watch that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, not like I want to watch that. It's like, I could watch that.
It's like telly, Paul. It's like the old days. So you put the telly on and go, yeah, that's fine. It's 15 minutes into Jurassic Park 2. I'll just watch
it's
it.
It's not a waste of my time.
Can I ask, are you the same as me with the aeroplane films options, which is they give you the option of choosing categories, but all you want is all movies.
All movies.
I don't want to make the decision about categories now. It's all movies. What have you got?
I was going to Australia a couple of years ago, and the first
Sorry to hear that. Carry on.
Yeah. No, it's
all right. Don't. Oh, my God. What a place. Go on.
It's too hot. I was going along, and I've picked a film, and it was going quite well, and then it was all about suicide and death, and I was like, ugh.
On a plane.
So I picked another film, and then it was about suicide and death, and the third one, there was a suicide in it about 40 minutes in, so I just switched the telly off and just sat there for a couple of hours because
it's hard, that, isn't it? And you get sort of like certain way through a film and then you go like, I can't do this.
No, it's not for me. And then there was on the plane, there was a woman who'd got really, really, really drunk, and
yes,
she was wet. I know. She was waving a cigarette around and I was like, this is great. So I turned around and I was like, great. And she was just waving.
Oh, wow. You sure you weren't just watching Bridesmaids?
it was so much scuzzier than Bridesmaids. She was really going for it and waving this fag around.
I've never had that.
I know. And she went to
in non-smoking days?
Yeah. This is like two years ago. And, wow. And this twat, she had the cigarette. She was just about to light it.
No.
And this twat leaned over and took it and went, you don't want to do this, love. And I was like, you asshole. I wanted to see an air marshal or I wanted to get rugby.
That would have been amazing.
Yeah. And he ruined, it was so much better than anything that was available on the in-flight entertainment. Yeah. And he spoiled it. And it was nothing to do with him. He didn't know her or anything. It was just like, oh, I'm just going to help this lady.
How did that play out? How long into the flight was that? And what did
That was about 3 hours before landing. And they got some water. I think she was informed that, you know, she'd be met by some people when they landed and all that sort of stuff. But it didn't play out in as fun a way as it would have been if she'd lit the cigarette.
Yes. Do you remember the period where you could vape on planes? There was a little window where they didn't really know like what the rules were themselves, so everyone was just vaping on the plane.
Yeah.
Like when Meow Meow was legal. It was just operating in that.
Exactly. You could get
mushrooms sent to your house in little tubs.
Yes.
How exciting. I only started vaping to stop smoking 2 years ago, and now I can't stop vaping. So I was still a smoker during the point where you could, in the airport, you had to find the little pen.
That's the bleakest. That's the bleakest room going.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
The smoking area in an airport is the bleak. It's that and then prison.
I miss it now, it's gone.
Saloon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh, man, that's... I kind of sometimes think about... There's an app, apparently, that will track all of your kind of monthly standing orders or direct debits or what and tell you what you're using.
What is the app? Do you know?
No, I've just heard them talk about it on it.
Banking app. You can have a look at the banking app and it'll tell you. But I don't smoke anymore and I don't drink anymore and I still don't have any money. And I looked at it and go, where's all this money going? And it's the increasing in everything's just $6.99 a month, $8.99 a month. And it's a fucking nightmare. Although the joy of quitting all the streaming services was immediately mired by having to explain to a 3-year-old why she couldn't watch Mickey Mouse. And I was going, because £172 is too much money. And she's going, but I want it. And I was like, well, Daddy also wants to watch Daddy wants to watch the Beach Boys documentary that's coming out. But, we could go outside. And she ended up just screaming at me for like 20 minutes going, you have to pay for it, Daddy. And then she got bored. Then she got bored and went away, which is like a little sort of human Instagram advert. Just being like, and then just leave it like.
So, okay, so you beat it. You've not gone back to Mickey.
I've not gone back to... No, I didn't go back to Mickey. There's so much stuff available, like, elsewhere. Like, last night I watched an intellectually challenged man review Forrest Gump for 30 minutes, and it was great. It was like a little loop.
There's not a huge amount on Amazon for 3-year-olds, I will say that. That is not their kind of sort of stock in trade, is it?
Peppa Pig's on there.
Peppa Pig is on there.
I don't know. You guys have got kids. Have you noticed that kids turn into arseholes after watching Peppa Pig? It's like
I've not got there yet.
It's a well-known thing. Like a friend of mine who's got a 7-year-old said, yeah, I don't know. I just watched Peppa Pig. They turn into arseholes. And I don't know what it is because it's not the most...
Why?
I don't know.
Mine does slap my belly and go, Daddy's got a big belly. I mean, yeah. I don't know whether she would do that independently of Peppa Pig, but I know that that is where...
But yeah, there's just something about the animation, the voices.
Yeah, like, that's...
It's a known thing. Kids turn into arseholes after watching Peppa Pig.
That's abuse. Your daughter's abusing you, Paul.
that is acceptable practice in Peppa Pig land.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit HersheyLand.com/Twizzlers.
So you watched a challenged? Who?
There's this guy on. There's loads of them on YouTube where people just make their own telly. I find it so compelling. So it's just it's a guy just reviewing
news from a bloke's shed.
Yeah,
you're like, fucking.
It's that, and this guy's just an idiot, but I can't stop watching him. And he was reviewing reviewing Forrest Gump, and that's more entertaining than anything on telly.
And what did he think?
He was keen. He was very keen.
Okay. I'm slightly obsessed with this guy that goes to Elstree Studio, and he has a TikTok where he meets the EastEnders cast when they come out, and then Sean was on one.
Oh no!
Like, he went to the like NTAs or something. It's like this guy is a security guard in Sainsbury's in Maidstone, and he goes and he's sort of like, they kind of all know, it's really sweet actually, but he's sort of outside and he's got this TikTok where it's like, I've been here all day and here's so and so. I don't watch EastEnders anymore, so I don't know who any of them are, but like it's, and this is his thing, and I'm kind of like quite obsessed with it. And then
I'm sorry to ruin that for you.
It's like a reverse Troy Hawk.
Yeah. Okay, right. So are there any other of these YouTube shows that you could recommend?
Yeah, so that one is 10 Things You Don't Know About, like, X-Film, and it's this really sort of fun, weird...
And it's always 10 Things You Do Know, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. I knew everything he knew about Forrest Gump.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's 10 things you don't know about this film, but will read again.
Yeah. Because do you do the thing like when you're watching a film that you open the Wikipedia page about the film and read all about the production?
I get
costs.
Obsessed with people's ages. That's my thing.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or I go through periods of that and then periods where I'm not too bad, but I just...
You get older and you're like, yeah, no, I couldn't play that part.
Well, if I'm having a period of not being happy with where I am in my life, do you know what I mean? I might be like, oh... Yeah.
Yes.
You'll measure it against where someone else is at, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, like people that made it late in life. But I'm running out of road now as I'm getting older. The only one I've got left is fucking Colonel Sanders didn't start KFC till he was 65, which is
fucking hell.
I found out.
Yeah, that's good news. Paul's going to open a chicken shop.
I could see you running a pop up.
I couldn't call it PFC because that would be like Portsmouth Football Club, and that I don't want. But yeah.
I found out yesterday that I'm the same age as the headmaster at my secondary school was when I was at secondary school.
It really
bummed me out for a couple of hours. I had to go and take the dog for a walk.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
I reckon my headmaster might have been about 10 years younger than me looking back. But, you know, they're always cemented in your mind as kind of being that, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they're old people. And
What about Prime Minister? Where are we with Prime Ministers? I've not had a Prime Minister younger than me yet.
Blair was...
Sunak's younger than me. The last two Prime Ministers have both been younger than me, yeah.
Wow.
Not Boris, sorry. Liz Truss. And Rishi are both younger than me.
I can't believe Liz Truss is younger than you. You went to college
with the current Southampton manager and you are considerably younger than me, and that always freaks me out a little bit. It's just like, fucking hell.
Yeah.
You're not 40 yet, are you, Sean?
No, I'm 38.
You're 38, all right.
How old are you, Garrett?
I'm 40.
Were
you poor, like 42?
Oh, thank you, man. I'm 50 this year.
You're
49.
You're 50 this year, okay. You're looking better on it than I am.
Well, I think, yes, I've done a bit of reverse engineering since I also stopped drinking. I feel like I've kind of started aging in reverse, which is one of the...
Yeah, it's terrifying, isn't it? When people... I stopped drinking and lost a load of weight and then had to have that tedious conversation with people for about... Well, still now. People are like, oh, what's the secret? And I go, I'm really sorry. It's everything that you know.
It's not what I'm doing now. It's what I was doing before that was making me look so much shitter than I look now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is just what I look like.
It's like you stop drinking beer and stop eating takeaway all the time as a result of drinking beer, the weight will fall.
I've not done the takeaway one, which is why I haven't reverse engineered as much as you two. I eat shit.
Yeah. Well, shit's readily available. There's no Deliveroo for a salad. It's just not lovely. Shit's just what's available everywhere. And like, and you're on the road and
it's
stuff.
It's also just what I like. That's the problem.
It is tasty. It is tasty. It's better stuff. If people,
but you know, as well. And I'm sure the two of you have found this. When you stop drinking and you have the urge to, like, I could eat Indian food every day. And when you have the urge, you know, you probably shouldn't. That's a lot of ghee. That's a lot of ghee in a week, Sean. And then you go. But you don't.
Little snapshot into Sean's inner monologue.
Yeah, there. That is.
Just wandering around. Too much ghee, mate. Too much ghee.
But you go, you don't drink. Have some ghee.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's one of the nice things. You go like, I don't, mate.
Hello.
I'm not now drinking 150 units of alcohol. have a double cheeseburger for
exactly.
The love of God.
Exactly. Hilarious comedian Garrett Millerick there. Please do go over to Instagram and give him a follow at Millerick Comedy. He's got a tour coming out. He's got a special coming out. So please, myself and Paul definitely recommend you go and give him a follow.
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed that. And if you are thoroughly enjoying these, seamless link there, short episodes, then why not become a patron? It is the new and snazzy way to support your favourite podcast in a sort of financial way. But it's not one way. You know, we will reward you with an hour-long episode every Monday. So, you know, everyone's a winner.
New and snazzy.
Yeah.
Sorry,
I thought you were just laughing at the fact that I used the word snazzy because I'm trying to bring snazzy back.
I enjoyed snazzy, but it's quite new
and snazzy,
okay.
Actually.
Okay.
I mean, when did Patreon, you know, come into existence? It's you know, it's probably the trendiest thing I do. Why not make it the trendiest thing you do going to patreon.com/WUIN and signing up today? We would love it. You would love it. We'd all love it.
And trust me, look, you get a little 15-minute excerpt here. Don't think, oh, but if I extend to Patreon, then, you know, is it just the kind of the deleted scenes? Is it not the gold? Me and Paul do not take our foot off the pedal.
No, in actual fact, if anything, on the Patreon episodes, we press it a little bit harder.
100%.
So sign up now, patreon.com/WUIN.